In an op-ed published on MassLive.com, Springfield City Councilor-at-Large Tim Rook called on the silent majority to speak up and help dismantle the violent drug gangs that he said are causing families to move out of Springfield and hurting businesses.
We cannot continue as a city or as a community to continue to turn a blind eye when crime occurs.
The way Rook sees it, because the headline-grabbing gun violence in Springfield is attributed to gang on gang, most people assume they'll be safe if they stay away from known trouble spots.
And these blatant public shootings that we're having, or the gang violence that we're having, or the gang war, those are occurring in areas where people probably have not been exposed to it before. But even in some of the other communities where there's more gang activity, they shouldn't have to live like that. Nobody should have to live like that.
But Rook said everyone needs to feel at risk because excusing the violence will only make it worse.
Eventually, and I hope I am wrong, someone is going to get shot or killed dropping their child off to school, picking their child up from school, going to or from a sports activity, or going to and from a second job. And that's when I think the lid is going to blow off the city.
Rook, in an interview, said in no way should his op-ed piece be taken as a criticism of the Springfield police or Mayor Dominic Sarno.
I think what this is just thoughts that were on my mind and how we have to start being a little more focused on the activities of the gangs. And as I indicated in the op-ed piece, like it or not, these individuals are businessmen. And if we allow them to have free rein without any interruption of their supply and demand chain for drugs, guns, and territorial control, they're going to expand.
Springfield Police Commissioner John Barbieri, who became Springfield's top cop on June 1st, is implementing changes to make the police more proactive in fighting crime. He wants to increase the number of police officers in uniform and on patrol and decrease the number of investigators.
We're trying to slowly change the culture of the police department towards one of guardianship as opposed to being warriors. We want them to go out and take control of their department.
Barbieri reported to the City Council's Public Safety Committee last month that crime in Springfield is down 23% year to date and violent assaults are down 6%. The new commissioner is planning to expand to other parts of the city a successful anti-gang initiative that, as a deputy chief, he directed in one city neighborhood. It's modeled after the counterinsurgency tactics used by the U.S. military in Iraq and was even featured on 60 Minutes.
And the model doesn't intend to eliminate gangs. What it is it's a collaborative effort to reduce harm by having a multifaceted approach to the gang problem.
One entity that will not be complacent about crime in Springfield is MGM. The casino development agreement with the city includes a public safety plan, according to Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy.
Part of the MGM plan, or the agreement with the city, is a major security district that involves 15 new police, cruisers, equipment, surveillance cameras.
MGM's casino project is on hold pending the outcome of the November referendum on repealing the state's casino gambling law. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.